The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, the point guard of podcasting, coming at you with another episode of your favorite podcast, the only Real Ass Podcast in the world, the Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother? Great fucking weekend.
What a fun weekend, guys. Thank you for everyone that came out to the various shows we did. EMAS Pennsylvania, the Coho's New York as well. Lots of fun. Lots of fans. I like being able to say we do theaters and only be able to sell 150 tickets. And
I just put, hey, theater tour this weekend, and it felt nice.
And, no, they were really cool little small venues. Theaters are, I wouldn't call them theaters, but they were cool.
The marquee was nice. I saw the marquee a lot of marquee photos.
Doggy marquees. You get a fucking nice marquee, that's all you need.
I get excited legitimately every time. I'll never get over that.
So, yeah, thank you for everyone that came out. Shout out to everyone that's listening to this live on the Gas Digital Network. We are coming to you live from the East Village. Three guests today, excited to have on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from the Broad Topics podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone's favorite ex-girlfriend of mine, Kimberly Congdon.
What's up, everybody?
They love you.
I love
the bar
them.
Is low.
I love the bar is low. It's like getting into comedy. Of course, I'm the funniest.
You have to fuck Lewis.
We also have from the Young Guns podcast, not here on the Gas Digital Network. People should know that. I want to point that out. Not on Gas Digital. We do them.
Ignore all the times I've
we
said
it. Do them a favor and let them use our studios. Ladies and gentlemen,
come on, it's the same fucking thing.
Mike Fix is here. Ladies and gentlemen, and I believe the first time ever invited on as a guest on anybody's podcast from the Rock Bottom podcast, which is ironically going to be the name of this episode, Ray DeVito joins the show.
What's up? Hey. Thanks for having me.
I got to give it to you, Ray. I got to give you a little bit of fucking roasting, dude.
It's
this is what
right.
we do. Is, you know, we're like New York comics sitting at a fucking table in the back.
Why
of the
is he not
club.
On your network though? What's is he
yeah,
like minor league?
Yeah.
We tested. Let me tell you the truth.
When I found out that Ray was here, I was like, fuck. I'm pretty sure I have a few unread Twitter DMs from him that I haven't fucking read.
Oh really?
I was like, what was my last excuse for not doing his podcast? I said, fuck.
Ray
was in Tampa.
Ray does a podcast and he does want incredible guests on it, but it's difficult to fucking find the time to do people's podcasts. That's just the truth, you know.
Yeah.
Like this right here is a huge opportunity for you guys. I understand that. For me to do Young Guns or a fucking Rock Bottom podcast, I mean,
I like how you had to look to really. Like, what's it called again? It's what's it called again? Oh, it's Rock Bottom. All right,
DeVito's Dungeon. Yeah.
How am I gonna find the time, folks? It's gonna be a rough one. All right, but no, we the Young Guns. Look, here's what I'll say.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Here's what I'll say about the Young Guns.
I really don't care.
Everyone loves you.
Thank you. It's not nice. That's not nice to say. That's not, my partner's a good kid. It's not.
I'm kidding.
If you give me the right price, yeah.
He's
leave.
Kidding. Nobody likes you either.
No, I'm kidding. We have a great show for you today. We have an incredible show. A lot on the docket. A lot to get to. Lots of fucking party and talk about today. But let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's just get it going. Ray DeVito, what do you got to plug?
Well, I'll plug. I'm doing a Funny Bone in Cincinnati with your boy Big J, August 5th
Sick.
And 6th.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Headlining the Funny Stop in Akron, Ohio next weekend. And if you're in New York City, hosting The Stand tomorrow night. the 7 o'clock show.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Ray DeVito, very funny. Known Ray a very long time. Support this guy and all that he does. Mikey Fix.
Fuck yeah. Check out Young Guns Podcast on YouTube. Go to the stand. I MC there almost every weekend. Come by. Let's have a drink. Watch one of the shows. It's the best comedy.
He's not performing. He just watches.
I'll be upstairs serving drinks.
He MCs. He mimics comedians.
Margaritas on draft. The stand. It's one of the best clubs in New York.
Kimmy Congdon.
You guys can find me.
Kimmy fucking Congdon.
On Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. On Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch. With Sarah Weinshank, Broad Topics with Alex Scarlato. I will be at Supernova in July 8th, July 12th. I am doing Bellflower July 22nd. And check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1.
Zach Amico.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It was a lot of plugs.
It was shorter than anybody else's plugs.
Why are you getting so paranoid?
I was pretty jealous.
This guy just plugged where he was hanging out tonight.
We both did the stand. You were like, I'll be at Flappers. I'll be at the Zuzu Bar. Hey,
don't say I had shittier shows than you emceeing.
I'll be at Panera's after this.
Zach Amico.
July 16th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. July 17th. I'm in a movie called The Secret of Cuck Island. It's premiering at the Troma Dance Film Festival in Lahontan, Pennsylvania. I'll be there. Come hang out.
The secret is Lewis lives there.
Hell yeah, doggy. We got a lot of stuff coming up, all right? First of all, this weekend, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. Me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our Offend Everyone tour. This weekend, Austin, Texas, at the Creek in the Cave, July 1st and 2nd. The great Kimmy Congdon also going to be on the shows. Jamie Kilson going to be on the shows. Also, it's not up on the website, but we are doing a Depraved on July 3rd at the Creek in the Cave, so you can get those tickets at creekandcave.com right now. Then July 14th through 16th, I'll be at the Comedy Club, Kansas City, Missouri. July 21st, me and Aaron Berg back at it. Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama. July 22nd, 23rd, Zany's, Nashville. And then I got a lot of other stuff coming up. In August, I got West Palm Beach, Florida, Cleveland, Ohio, Syracuse, Albany's coming up. I got a bunch more. Hold on. What the fuck else did they send me? Salt Lake City's happening in August. Vegas is happening in August. A lot of stuff is coming up. There's a lot of stuff not up on the website yet, guys. Keep on checking back. LewisofSkanks.com. We're going everywhere. We're going to be fucking everywhere. Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Is that in Ohio? Cincinnati.
Yes, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati,
yeah.
Ohio. What?
Dayton, Ohio.
Kind of a long plug,
Columbus,
no?
Ohio. Toledo's in Ohio.
Fucking cut the
We're going
fat.
Everywhere, doggy. We're going to be in Reno. Start the We're going to be in Arkansas.
Thank you, doggy. I appreciate
can I get
the coffee.
One? Can I get a coffee, too?
Can I get a napkin?
Why'd your intern crawl in here?
I've decided. I also subscribe.
It's Cuck Island. We're still sticking with the Cuck Island theme.
Subscribe to GuysDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Every single episode we've ever done, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Support Gas Digital. All right. So, I should hire Byron to be my personal something. I like Byron.
They made that illegal.
He's a good kid.
No, I'm going to pay him.
Okay.
Byron.
He's got a hog on him, too. You can see it through
Byron, how much would I have to pay you per week to be my personal assistant? But not anything. Like, I won't give you my credit card number or anything. I have a real personal assistant for that stuff. But for, like, little, like, gopher things.
There's cum in my coffee.
That was the first task that I told him to do.
That's the half and half. Yeah. Enjoy.
Half white, hit.
Yeah. That way you know he likes you.
I love a half and half.
We had a barbecue. We had a Gas Digital barbecue. The first annual Gas Digital barbecue.
Oh, cool. Thanks for the invite.
I heard you have to box if you go to it.
Well, we did. Yeah, we had Byron and Omri, I just found out Omri's name 2 days ago.
How long have you been here?
I have no idea.
What the hell's that?
Omri.
Not that one. The other one.
Yeah, he's somewhere. They're out
the
there.
The blind one?
No.
Which one? Everyone's handicapped in this fucking place.
They are. Here's what I've noticed is we started to, all of the intern Olympics that Legion of Skanks does, it brings in a lot of these guys now, and now they're all just here, and they all I think Alex and Harrington, like, the advice they gave them was like, oh, just keep showing up, don't even worry if you don't win, just keep showing up, eventually they'll give you a job. So everyone just kept showing up.
That's why there's no fucking snacks in the snack jar.
Yeah, but that's what happens, is they just sit around and they smoke weed and eat all the snacks, and I don't know what they're actually doing. Like, I watched three of them clean off a 48 by 48 inch table just now. Three of them. I watched them all grab one corner of the. It was psychotic.
You're running an orphanage. Yeah. Look at that.
They're like Oompa Loompas. We have a team of fucking dirty looking ethnic Oompa Loompas.
They all are different ethnicities too, by the way.
They all have kind of curly hair and dirty looking brown skin.
They all look very lost. They have no idea where they are.
They look like a college brochure gone wrong. That's what they all look like.
You are the Fagin of comedy.
What's the Fagin?
Fagin from Oliver Twist, the guy that collected street urchins.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I like how you thought he read Oliver Twist.
He was in musicals.
You guys are the Fagin and the Fagin of comedy.
I thought he was calling me gay. I thought he was saying I'm like Fagin. I'm out there Fagin. Like with dudes. I'm like, I don't fucking touch guys, you bitch. You're Fagin.
Chris, why are you acting like Fagin? That I like right hanging out with you.
Quit acting like a Fagin.
All right, look. These guys, they have to make themselves known. Pedro. Right? Armand. I know it's a Latino name.
Yeah, but he looks like a hipster Latino. Like he wants to be white.
No, he's actually woke. So we did the woke turn Olympics on Legion of Skanks.
He looks woke.
And he literally came in and with it, like after 2 weeks, and he had a problem with one of something one of us said. I don't remember what happened, but he was like, "No, this is
look."
Actually...
He's pissed about it still.
He got woke curls. Yeah. I like his woke.
Someone
curls.
Got a pronoun wrong.
We're pretty fucking woke here, Cass Digital. It's not just.
Is he a they?
Are you a they? You're a they, Byron? Oh, you can't be my personal assistant.
You just got fired for being a they.
Because he's bisexual or something.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a Fagin?
No wonder you let me touch your cock.
Yeah, he's half a Fagin.
He's half a Fagin, this guy. What the hell's going
half
on?
Half a Fagin?
We prefer the term mongrel.
Half a mongrel?
Lewis is so pissed he has a they in his studio.
Oh,
look at him.
I hate it. I mean, I have to deal with fucking Natalie all the time.
What? She's a...
She's not a they. She's Natalie a she. She's a she, her, but she the fact that she specifies is the problem. Like, I know you're a she, her. We all know you're a she, her. In fact, we know that you're a they. You're an it, technically. whatever fucking... But Byron, we made Byron and Omri box yesterday. We didn't make them.
That sounds horrible. I made them box.
I have an energy to me that makes people want to hit each other. I don't know what it is. When you're around me, I bring out like a violent, like, I remember the pink ooze in Ghostbusters 2? Yeah. Like how they put it in the toaster and the toaster sort of freaking the fuck out. Like, that's my shit, dude. I fucking bring that sort of angry aggressiveness out in people.
Whoever made this coffee, you should keep them.
This is decent, right?
It's a great coffee.
Isn't it? Can I tell you?
It's the day. It's the half
a Fagin. It's not that good of a coffee.
Can I tell you?
She takes it back.
No, it's fucking bomb, dude.
Kim, you don't even. It's not even that good of a coffee.
He pushed the button.
You
Kim.
Like French vanilla creamer.
That's all it was.
You enjoy French. Well,
it's the best coffee I've ever had here.
It's terrible coffee. And
that's how long you've had no creamer here.
She enjoys a French vanilla creamer. If this was milk and a little bit of sugar, you'd be puking this because we've been drinking Nespressos the past couple days.
What? All right. Why are you getting so intimate? Nice. Why are you telling people we've been drinking coffees together for 2 days?
What, is it a secret that you've been fucking staying at my house for a couple of days?
Kim, no. Word on the street is you're going to Jamaica.
I am going.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
What? I said, I heard you're going to a villa, Kim.
I know. I'm going to own the villa. The villa is going to be called Kim.
Kim, the villa that I took the entire staff to the first time I went, I took Kim. Look at to that same villa. So
my
she
villa.
Hates
she
it.
Is the best. I came,
she
I came
hates
all...
watching the photos of this villa.
Listen. I peed all over that villa.
She did pee all over the villa. But she was going to say, by the way, here's what just happened, folks.
She was going to say she came, but and she didn't want to make it sound like you could sexually satisfy her.
Oh, well, that wasn't even what I was going to say. That was close, actually. I thought she was going to say she came, but then she realized that people would enjoy that, so she changed it to piss, because then people would... You know, not
yeah,
enjoy.
That's
it.
Actually what it was.
Yeah, yeah. But Zach was.
I think subconsciously that's what it was.
But Zach had the right answer.
Yeah.
I rubbed a very dry vagina across many of the furniture.
I cut myself on the couch with my pussy.
Doggy. Yeah. So the point is that you got to start making yourself useful, and I think that being my own personal like gopher or something like that would be perfect for you, Byron.
Yeah, and pick up the tarp outside. What the fuck? The place looks like shit.
Doggy, did you hear me say that?
Yeah, I ran in here. I was afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
ran in here. Me and Zach were talking about Pokemon.
I thought you also would just say, I was about to be like, did you fucking say?
Yeah, I did. Say? First thing I walked in, I was like, this place is going to shit.
Doggy, it's
going
fucking,
back to compound.
I complain
wild.
Every time I walk in here. I just like to.
Doggy, it's fucking wild what's going on at Gas Digital.
It looks good. Honestly, the spray paint looks cool.
It doesn't look good. I walk in and there's fucking, they're doing construction next door still. Yeah. They're breaking through a wall. We don't need to break through this wall.
It's so funny that they're breaking through a wall for
I don't
no
know
reason.
Why Ralph chose to break through this
the
wall.
The construction makes no sense. If you go over there, they're like, we're going to have a pole that goes from the ceiling so people can crawl through the attic into the next room. And it's like, what's happening?
They're building an escape room next door for no reason.
To keep the interns,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think the interns are doing it. Like,
dude, that's the way they have to leave work. What a great way to do it. The only way you can leave work is if you escape the escape room. Otherwise, you have to continue to work.
Ralph is like, we need a place to mount the fridges.
Holy
like,
shit, dude. I just thought of the perfect fucking scam, right? So the challenges in the escape room are various tasks that you have to complete for your actual job. So you get further along through the escape room by doing your fucking job.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, you finish your final task. But if you don't finish that final task, you're just in that escape room. You have to get bumped back to other mini tasks.
Organizing staples and
who
shit?
Knows like, dude, this is fucking great. It's a great idea. What a fun job. Natalie, if your job you had to do an escape room every day to leave, wouldn't that be a fun job?
No.
If it changed
like
constantly
when I want to
whatever.
Leave
you guys are fucking suck. Listen, when I used to be an employee, a lowly employee, I used to love work. I used to love coming into work. I used to have a perfect fucking attitude. I used to just whatever it was, dude.
Yeah, but now you're literally fucking Jigsaw planning out everybody's work day.
For your first task, I need you to go to the deli I'm banned from. You're going to break an egg and cheese because I can't control my anger and I have a hungry in me tummy.
The sandwich thing is so good. Do they know?
Yeah, I told them. I'm honest, Argy. I don't hide shit. Say what you want about me, motherfucker. I'm honest. All right, I'm not trying to make myself look good. Everyone
you
else
tell them
is out
that you
here.
Sneak them over to get you sandwiches.
Yeah,
now.
They know what are you, that reference. Nobody got it.
You can't go there physically because
no.
They won't
make it. I think at this point they asked about me. I think they want me.
Wait,
back.
What happened?
I'm not telling the story again. Right, I freaked out
you
at
got
the deli.
Banned?
This happens twice a week. All right, I freaked out on a deli employee, and now they don't want
my
me.
My friend,
back
I'm sorry. I only have turkey bacon. I'm very sorry, my friend.
What do you mean, doggy? I'm pork bacon, doggy.
When's the last time you freaked out like a Karen on somebody, an employee of somewhere?
I've done it. Yeah, I've done it. I think coming back from I was doing the Bahamas and like my flight got canceled, so I missed my connecting flight. And
that's not being a Karen. That is justified. You could actually, if you had a gun, you should be able to put it into the fucking employee's mouth at the airport.
That was my last one. Was at an airport too.
Yeah, where I could still make another flight. But the fact that they like were not like we can fix this. Why are you not helping me right now? We can fix this. And yeah, So they ended up giving me a bunch of like free vouchers in a hotel room. I didn't get to fly back till the next day, but I ended up getting like a bunch of free vouchers for like food in the hotel and shit. So, but still, I was like, what the fuck?
I hate that they never give you the right thing. They give you fucking Best Buy gift cards and all this bullshit.
Yeah,
I just want my money back.
Yeah,
and so a free
that was
night.
It. But you can't use those vouchers on alcohol. So first I got like $60 of free vouchers. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get fucked up at the airport. And then like you can't buy alcohol with them. So I ate sandwiches. Just came right back to sandwiches. Yeah. But I flip out sometimes.
I flip out. When's the last time you freaked out on somebody, Figs?
Fuck, does it have to be like a human being outside?
Well, you freak out on puppies? What's going on?
I have a mini schnauzer and she's a bitch. No.
Not like your girlfriend. Yeah, I want to hear a story about you abusing.
No, we were talking about people.
I don't complain at hospitality places. I just don't go back. I'll still tip nice and I won't go back. I cursed a guy out. He almost hit me with his car yesterday.
Why? What happened?
I was crossing the street.
He was listening to your podcast.
He was listening to my podcast. Just heard Robbie going,
he hit the gas. I think that's him.
I cursed the guy out, and I didn't expect him to get out of his car. And I went from 100 to like 26. So at first, he almost hit me. And I was like, you're driving like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes out of the car. He goes, watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
And I just kept walking. I started walking faster.
I need to put myself in his... also, there's a video, Shannon, of a bunch of girls beating up a female Uber driver. New segment on the show is Lewis defends Uber drivers being attacked. And I'm going to figure out a way. Because I haven't watched the whole video, I know, but people were like, oh, Lewis is going to defend this. And I was like, that's a great idea for a bit. So whoever came up with that in the Reddit sphere, the Facebook group, or whatever the fuck it was, fucking great idea. Me always defending the attack of an Uber driver. And I bet you there's a path. There's a way.
Quick question for you though, Lewis.
What was I just saying though? Boy,
my story sucks.
But last time you cannoned out.
Yeah. No. But he said
guy cursed me out. Oh,
you have to put yourself
getting out of the car.
Yeah.
I can get into the perspective of the guy who got out of his car.
I told him to go fuck himself. I was real close to him as I was passing.
Yeah.
And then he got out of the car like, you're not fucking yourself. I told you to fuck yourself.
He got out when I was like behind his car, and he got out and told me to watch my fucking mouth. And then I said, you're a fucking dummy. So I went from you're a fucking asshole to you're a fucking dummy. Yeah. And he went back in the car.
Hey, dum-dum. Hey, pal. Like, hey, jerk.
Hey, doofus. Yeah.
Hey, jerko.
Hey, that's not nice, man.
literally, I went from one of
them. Okay.
Hey, friend.
I will say,
be cool.
Asshole we're just playing around. And jerk really work with women because they want you to say bitch or cunt so that they can write you off as a misogynist. When you tell a chick, you're being a real fucking asshole, their minds twist.
You call a girl a name that you would call
a guy, it does stop you for a second.
It does makes you go like, wait, what?
Because if I call
like,
you,
usually if you
if I call you a bitch or a cunt, you can write me off as a misogynist.
Call her the F word,
or just like honest.
Yeah.
Now, like dick for brains is a good one. Hey, dick for brains, make me breakfast.
Well, a guy calling me an asshole, I'd be like
turned on by it.
Well, yeah.
Kim's nipples are hard, everyone. Come on, folks. There she is.
I'm trying to be a gentleman.
I'm going to make my seat lower. You know, I have to take my jacket off because the lighting is so fucking
Kim, are
horrible
you pregnant? Why are your breasts so massive right now?
Put the camera
I've
back.
I've never
put
seen your titties fucking bigger.
I'm not looking. Put the camera back.
As she's lowering her thing, they're bouncing.
Natalie's
why doesn't this go down?
Natalie's getting turned on. She's like, all right, bro.
Can you change the lighting?
Guys, we're going to zoom in the camera right now. This is my Natalie voice.
First of all, everybody in this lighting, I mean, it's not good.
You want...
Like, well,
what's
I need
wrong
to get
with
what's
light?
Known as the 2T shot.
My seat doesn't
and cut
come
to
down.
Slow motion.
Kim, I'm not looking. So to make everyone feel less weird, you just undid your wet hair and are doing this with it.
What the fuck are you doing?
Trying to cover my nipples with
hair. Fucking
strand of wet Puerto Rican hair.
I'm so happy. This is the best podcast.
Nippers.
Usually I'm next to fucking Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah.
This is nice. I love it. This is an upgrade.
Why do you freak out on people that are making your food? Those are the worst people to freak out on because they're still making your food. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's very trusting of you.
They're scratching their balls in your food.
Can like, I say I that this. I worked in fast food and I worked in service before, right? And I personally, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a dirty piece of shit. And I've never pissed or done anything in anybody's food.
I've never done anything in anyone's food.
None
either.
Of that.
I have thrown someone's bad tip back at their face.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've seen a guy Visine a Coke, a coworker of mine.
I watched my coworker.
What is that, diarrhea?
I watched it happen once in all my years. And I worked in fast food. I mean, you think you'd see this. I worked at Taco Bell and KFC, right? And, you know, the clientele, KFC and Taco Bell, you know, they get a little bit rude. So the only time I ever saw anybody do anything to anybody's food was when I worked at Fiesta Cancun, which was a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, it sounds like people spitting your food there.
And there was like a lot of entitled white people that went to this Mexican restaurant. This was like the one nice restaurant in the North Rockland area, and it wasn't even really nice. It was I actually worked there when I was a busboy there when I was like 14 years old, 15 years old, right? And when I was working there, one of the servers, I guess it was this group of people that were just being fucking pieces of shit. They were being fucking... And he filled up their water jug from the toilet bowl.
See?
And put ice in it.
That's good. Good for that motherfucker.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, Mexicans are savage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't fuck around.
Luis, am I incorrect? Didn't somebody drop all the chicken at KFC and still serve it?
I dropped all the chicken at KFC and still serve it.
You literally did
When I said somebody, I meant the person here who worked at KFC. Yeah.
You literally did something to someone's food then.
So no,
not intentional.
No,
let me tell you weren't revenge.
Mad. He
was so, just well, this woman was a bitch. She was being a cunt about having to wait for her grilled chicken. So at KFC, the fried chicken took like fucking 7 minutes. Yeah. Psst, you know, boom, bum, done. Okay,
what
easy peasy.
Grilled chicken?
The grilled chicken's like a 27 or 28 minute process, Jesus. Right? It was like a lot. They would put them in the ovens and they'd grill the chicken, right? So she was waiting for like, she had to wait like 15 minutes for it to get done originally. And as soon as we took the racks out, we dropped the fucking chicken. As soon as it came out. So she would have to wait like another 27 minutes or something like that. And she was already a bitch about having to wait 15 minutes. She was furious and she wanted her fucking chicken. And I remember I didn't even make the decision. the owner of the franchise.
The Colonel
himself.
Now I'm just saying here, young Lewis, I'm about to teach you an important lesson today. In chickenry. As you can see, the customer is wearing yellow, red, purple, orange, and green, which means she just came back from church and she is hungry.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now, fuck you.
I got greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
She wanted her chicken. And she got her chicken. And the owner of the franchise, he goes, listen, this woman wants her chicken. And was like, she's going to get her chicken. I'm going to turn around and we're just going to, that's what he said. He's like, she's going to get her chicken. And I was like, all right, dude. And I fucking picked it up right off the greasy floor.
Got a few extra spices on it.
Yeah, dude.
Man, this one, go to that motherfucking chicken. Goddamn.
Yeah, but that same owner is also taught me a very valuable lesson when I was 16 years old and first
lie to black people.
No, I remember
you just gave her regular fried chicken, but you told her it was grilled.
Yeah, no,
you just peel the friedness off the chicken.
You just like, take the.
Dude, I used to love working at KFC so much. Dude.
Did you make your own like meals?
Like, of course,
yeah.
My mother invented the
double down.
No, my mother invented
that shit came out last year, Lewis.
Overdose.
No, the honey barbecue chicken strips.
Oh.
They weren't doing it. My mom, when I worked there, she was like, because they have the honey barbecue sauce for the wings. She was like, dip the chicken strips in the honey barbecue sauce for me. And then I would start doing it all the time.
Wait, you mean your mother invented dipping chicken into a sauce is what you're saying? Yeah. Is that what she told you when she was reading to you at night? She's like, your mom has done some great things in life. Have you ever heard of the honey barbecue chicken strips at, what was it called?
If you add honey to mustard, Cluck it becomes honey mustard.
She didn't have the thing.
In my mind, she did.
No, she didn't. It was even worse.
Really? She had a scream whisper.
It was just a cock in her throat that Lewis had to see live.
No, yeah. She had her vocal cords fried from radiation.
Dipping chicken and
yeah, it would have taken twice as long to grill them.
Doggy, she had her vocal cords fried. So she, the last 4 or 5 years of her life, she could only whisper. And she was never happy. So it was just haunting. This fucking.
Lewis, I'm sorry, but someone stole your Christmas presents. All your Christmas presents were stolen. Lewis,
she would yell at you in a whisper.
Yeah.
There's going to be sauces on chicken one day, Lewis. I swear.
No, she would whisper and she would fucking. It was just. She would be so mean. But it was, she couldn't really get any volume.
So you just turn the radio up?
I was like, la, 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 la. It was very easy. Yeah, it was very, very sad toward the end of her life. She was very bitter, unhappy. And you know what it was? She didn't want to give up eating. Because if they were going
to... Who does?
Yeah, I know where she's going.
They were going to take all of her shit out, right? So she could live. And essentially, she wouldn't be able to eat. They'd have to feed her through a feeding tube. And she was like, I'll die. I'm going to fucking...
That's how much your family loves food.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds like a real-ass mom to me.
Yeah, real-ass mom of the week. All right, real quick, Zach, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Everything you need can be found at rockauto.com, whether you're a guy who works on his own car or maybe you have a friend that does it, or maybe you just want to make sure you're getting the best possible prices on car parts. Recommend your auto body guy to go to rockauto.com.
Yep, because at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how cars even work, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the website right now. That's rockauto.com. Check out all the parts they have available. And here's the crazy thing. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that incredible. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. One more time, guys. That's rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
.com. All right. So look, we had a great time at the barbecue yesterday. Shannon, what was your highlight?
Playing Mafia was fun. Kim really got us all. I thought that was a good time. I just wish that I didn't have to wake up so early today because I didn't want to leave. And that's how you know it was a good time.
How early did you have to wake up?
I usually wake up at 5:30, 6.
Why do you have to wake up that early?
I don't like to rush. Also, I like to get like a few steps in the morning just to like kickstart the day. So I go on the treadmill a little bit. I like to take my time.
And you walk on the treadmill.
On the treadmill, yeah.
That's so nice that you had time to get ready this morning. The reason I have wet hair is because I'm staying with Lewis. So I turned to him this morning while he was playing video games. I said, are we leaving soon? Because I got to know. He goes, yeah, we got to be out in 15. I was like, what do you mean?
I said 20 minutes. And it's
shower
actually, it's on the stream.
And get ready.
It's on the stream. How about you stop exaggerating?
20. Okay, 20.
Stop exaggerating when it's on the fucking stream. Proof is
That's
in the pudding.
That's so quick.
Was he playing Fortnite or Warzone?
Warzone.
Been crushing it. Crushing it.
Nice. Yeah, what's your loadout, Dougie? What are you using right now?
Oh, come on, not now.
Cooper Carbine still?
Yeah, I do. I still have my Cooper. I know they nerfed it a little bit.
Yeah, NZ41.
NZ41's where I know, but it's too slow. I need it to move a little bit faster.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that much, yeah. HDR is back. How was your shower, Kim?
That's fine. It's creepy. Lewis tried to come in.
No, I did not.
I know, I'm kidding.
She's such a liar. Kim regularly is trying to...
Actually, I've
hump
never
me right like a fucking
That's
rabbit.
Not
like,
true. Now you're lying.
Trying to rub up on my cock.
Okay,
regularly,
you know what,
dude?
Fine. He tried to get in my shower.
You're the one with hard nipples.
If we're lying, I'm going back to lying. Can we put my chair down?
Hard nipples.
Get over hard nipples. How am I supposed to take you seriously?
You
fucking
think
nipples.
They control your chair from the booth?
Yeah. Hold on one moment. Hold on.
I need to get out of this seat.
Oh, oops! I set it on vibrate.
Hold on. Can you put it back on me real quick?
Can you make it a little?
Wait. Move the one. There you go. There you go.
Can you make it a little colder in here, please?
There we go. Oh wait. I need 4 cups.
How big are your nipples?
I'm about to need a cup.
Yeah, I need a little
Byron,
cup.
Can we get some paper
mouthwash? Now I'm comfortable.
I just looked down at the racist live chat, and of course they have a new fake of Kim, if you want to pull that up. Another.
Please.
And I'm going to give you guys a piece of advice here, because you guys are picking solid breasts. They do look like her breasts.
Can you stop, Louis, guiding them to my exact naked body?
Nice. You need to be 3 shades darker on the nips.
Not 3. I'd go 2.
3.
Not to be more specific.
Just show them. Give them a fucking...
Okay, yeah. 3.
Come on.
Yeah, you have some dark-ass fucking nips, Kimmy.
Darker than mine?
About the same.
Yeah, okay. About the same.
Let me see. All right, so
Are
hold
you
on.
Puerto Rican?
Time out.
If I show my nips.
Show nip your off. Nips for All a second. Right. Zoom okay. in. Time out.
Put those on mine.
I just not the breasts. I need you to put his nipples on Kim's.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, get his nips.
Oh, man, I let myself go.
This is disgusting.
Go.
That's really actually perfect. They look like your nipples, Kim.
I really let myself go. You got pepperoni nips.
They don't
nips.
Look like my nipples.
They look just like your nipples. Kim has small, like small areolas.
Little, yeah, little pepperonis. The school lunch pepperoni.
Can you stop describing me naked so they can make an exact replica of me naked?
I'm sorry
I might as
I,
well put out a nude. You want me to do yours?
First of all, please. I want you to describe it. Go ahead.
Get the Michelin man's dick. Can you take a marshmallow and just fucking drive a tractor over it?
Or you take a Shrek's posture.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. all right.
Figs tits on Kim. That's funny.
There you go, man. Dude, he did
I
that on purpose.
I wish I was that comfortable.
I'm gonna get jacked soon. I'm gonna get jacked very soon.
He did
I'm
that just because he wanted people to see that he can do like the Hulk Hogan.
No,
thing.
I was
nervous
not,
that you would see a sweat line.
That was not attractive for anybody, dude. That was what yeah. Figs is uncomfortably fat.
Yeah,
I'm in better shape myself. Than Figs, but I would not take my shirt like that, like sitting down all fucking folded, like.
I have a huge penis, so it's fine.
Penis. You know?
Yeah. I have a huge penis.
Do you have a huge penis?
No, not at all. Looks like
I could tell by the way he fucked up saying the word penis.
I have a huge pee-pee. Pee-pee-pee, wee-wee's big. No, it looks like a half a Coke can. It's pretty bad.
I've seen it. It's bad.
Thank you, Ray.
You've seen his dick, really?
No.
Back at the stand, him and I, we're hosting next week.
I don't know why I'm taking every joke literally. My fucking Joe Rogan over here. I was like, oh.
That's not Toronto.
Jokes, we're getting broken. All right, look. We got to talk about the new movement on the Gabby Potato case, folks.
Potato?
Get the fuck out of here.
There's some more information on Gabby Potatoes that came out. So apparently Brian Laundrie, who, you know, they found him dead, right? Is that what happened? I forget details.
Yeah,
about
they found him dead.
Yeah, they found him dead.
Did they ever say how he died?
Shot himself.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah. Gabby Potatoes.
Gabby Potatoes. So she was...
That's the girl that was...
Yeah, I can't remember now. Yeah.
That was a girl that was murdered.
I didn't know her last name was Potatoes.
Which, dude, if you're going to do that, just be the good guy and like tell your friend, like, hey, man, you want to make some free money? I'll be over here and tell me you found my body. Because there's a reward for him. So like, hey, give me a heads up. Nobody got the money.
That I mean, they weren't thinking about that at that point, man. He just murdered Gabby Potatoes.
He doesn't care if his friend gets
all the potatoes. All the potatoes are gone.
I told you, that girl was so toy, and he fucking murdered her, dude. She was. Kim, don't be. Why do you? Well, you have to disparage her memory and say she wasn't toy. You say noy? I say toy. Look at her. Toy.
Yeah, it looks a little young. She's how?
Oh, shut up, Fake. She got a tattoo.
She looks so young.
Toy.
She's kind of young.
It's like 3 minutes
she's
after.
She's looking at her mommy. Yeah.
Toy.
Can I get a quarter, Dad, for the Zoltar machine?
I love raisins.
Brian's a pretty good
she's so young, her favorite snack is raisin.
Pass me the apple juice, Daddy.
All these pictures were taken by Brian.
That's her now.
Mommy's.
You beat me to it, you bastard. All right, so yeah, she was toy, and Brian Laundrie killed her, and that wasn't okay. We all agree with that, right?
Yeah, it's not cool.
But apparently, so we don't know that Brian Laundrie killed her. We never knew for sure until now, until fucking now, because apparently they found his like notebook, like journal or something. Shannon, give me some more information.
Yeah, so they found his notebook, and they have now made it public. And apparently, there is an 8-page confession in his notebook. And basically, he said that it was nighttime and she, like, fell. Like, he heard her scream from far away, went to go and see what was wrong. She was wet. It was freezing cold outside.
She was horny? She was horny, dude?
Put the sexy music on, please.
Yeah, please. Shannon, actually, yeah, that's a great music. Point. We need some sexy music for the story because I didn't realize it was a sexy story.
So they found her dead.
So she was wet.
She was very wet.
So sorry, everyone. Yeah,
one thing I've learned from all these criminal cases... Women are clumsy.
Yeah.
They're always falling the day they get murdered.
Always falling, nipples always hard. Fucking weird, these women.
Oh, so she was...
She was wet?
Yeah, she was wet.
She didn't say it. Relax. What are you going to be an asshole for? She's a woman. She was enjoying her body.
To the beginning of the story where she was wet.
Good. So there she was. She
from
was
the
wet.
Top.
So there's Gabby Potato. She's super turned on.
Back to the pictures real quick.
Okay. Gabby, Idaho.
She's touching herself. She's wet.
Laundrie's got his big, thick meat in his hand, right? Just stroking it for her, right? Yeah. And she's all fucking,
She
baby.
Took a shower. He kind of crept in. He's like, oh. Go ahead. He paused Warzone.
Yeah.
He
quit playing video games.
He put his controller down. Yeah, he lost it to Gulag. Okay. And then he came into the shower. Go ahead. Back to Gabby. Gabby mashed potato.
She was screaming and gasping.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So she was wet. She was screaming. She was gasping. Okay. Okay. Laundrie. Let's go, baby.
Actually, my nipples are getting harder. Can you, in that backpack, there's a brown tank top or on that hook?
Yeah,
yes. Can you throw it to me? I brought it in case my nipples got too hard on the podcast. I bring emergency shirts in case my nipples get too hard. I didn't know we were going to tell these stories.
I'm getting hard, too, with this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Meaty cock.
So good. So she's screaming. She's thrusting. She's writhing.
I don't know how to make the next part sexy.
Yeah, you got it.
So he noticed that she had a bump on her head.
Mm. He had a bump in between his legs.
So he tried to warm her up. He started a fire.
Ooh, you got to rub that bump.
This is actually very sexy.
It's very sexy. Yeah. He started a fire, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got that bump. He's rubbing it. I'm actually crying right now.
He spooned her to try to warm her up.
Yeah, he did.
But she was crying in pain and begging him to make the pain stop.
Begging him.
There's only one way.
Stop.
We're going to Jamaica, bitch.
Make the pain stop.
Wait, are we?
Make it go away.
Did he beat her to death with a rock like a fucking deer you hit? She fell, so I had to beat her brains in with a fucking rock?
No. He said then at that point he decided to take her pain away. And mercifully, because this is what she wanted, he strangled her to death.
Damn. That's a climax. Sounds like a climax to me.
Damn, doggy.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if they would have just fucked, that would have been a porn.
It would have been.
Instead of him strangling her to death.
Make the pain go away.
So he said he knew immediately that, like, the repercussions of it, that now he would have to live his life without her. Couldn't imagine doing that. And so it was after that that he went home to spend a little time with his family before he knew that he was going to end his life because he didn't want to live without her. Also, at the end of the confession, he says, like, to not be mean to his family because they've lost a daughter and a son, and then to please pick up all of his things because Gabby hated people who litter.
Aw.
Wow.
But yeah,
you told me it was going to be such a sweetie.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, sweet. I just don't believe it. I know.
Of course not. Yeah. It's horseshit.
No, I buy it.
I still believe he was in that garden. I still believe he was hiding in that garden. Did you ever see that footage of the hand coming out of the garden? I fully bought into that.
No, I didn't.
I was
see
like,
it.
They dug a hole. Oh, it's funny.
They think he had like a bunker.
Yeah, they think that they put him in a bunker underneath the garden in the yard.
Right.
Because the mom would always be by the garden talking to herself on video. They had drones flying over the house while he was missing.
I mean, I do, by the way, I talk to myself regularly. I whistle to myself. If you saw me gardening, it would just be me, you know.
Yeah, maybe it was a Kevin Costner Field of Dreams moment.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. Maybe if you build it, she will come.
I just like that he's like, I killed everybody. Hey, do me a favor. Pick up my laundry, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the end of it, you know?
Anyways. Did you pick up her bones that I littered across the desert?
You know, yeah, cancel my Netflix. Gabby hates
She's
it.
She's
going to
hate
me
and litter.
He's like, what?
Can you just make sure you turn off all the lights in your house? She really
in honor of her.
Energy conservation.
Just move my car.
Unplug your cell phone charger when you're not using it.
It's a Wednesday. It's on the wrong side of the street. Just move my car, please. Thanks. Gabby's dead.
If everyone could just update their operating systems, it actually is good for everybody. Everyone updates their operating systems. It makes everyone's experience much smoother. So,
in honor of Gabby's sweet, sweet soul, if it's yellow, let it mellow. She loved water conservation.
And recycle on Wednesday, please. Please, leave out the recyclables.
So, look, you know, Roe v. Wade, I don't want to get all fucking, you know, political. We're not going to get political, okay? This is fine, okay? But women are freaking out. And I'm not going to disrespect Cam or Shannon
you
or
have
half of Natalie.
Both of us and Natalie.
But I am, you know, let me get Natalie's perspective on this, because she's the only one who is not going to use her womb to create a baby. So I feel like her perspective on this is actually pretty fair. A lot of these other women, they're speaking from their wombs why wouldn't she? Because she's with a woman.
So she can get
still
in vitro.
Have a baby.
They get in vitro if they want to have a kid one day.
Idiot. No.
Wait, lesbians can have babies?
No, it's not how it works, guys. You need sperm and an egg if you guys don't know how it works.
Yeah, in vitro.
Yeah. It's a great album by Nirvana. Loved it.
No, you can't.
It's crazy you're in control of that.
No one laughed.
Did you laugh? Byron, I need you to, from now on, I need you to laugh very loudly at everything I say.
Yeah, but he laughed and they.
Pedro's tearing. Oh, I saw a tear coming down his
It's eyes. Easier to make them laugh.
So, what, Natalie, what's going on here? All right, you know what? We'll do non-binary news with Natalie, fucking Roe v. Wade edition. And you can give us a quick breakdown of what happened here, because I'm not political, and I got to be honest with you. I don't really care. It's not something that really bothers me. I live in a place where you can still get abortions. You know, my take on this is move out of your hillbilly ass town and move to a fucking place where they can get an abortion. It's just not like, am I crazy to say that?
You should start Twitch streaming your live abortions.
I don't want to sound all Dave Smith, but aren't we moving by making it a state choice versus a federal choice? Aren't we moving one step closer toward, you know, a better society, personal rights? Making our own decisions. I don't want the federal government making decisions for anything in my life. I think the federal government is terrible. But I'm not going to get all libertarian. I'm not going to get all wacky and wonky. I'm just saying that it doesn't seem that bad from my perspective. If I get a girl pregnant right now, I wouldn't even get an abortion. I'd do it myself. I would do it at home. Okay.
Yeah, watch a YouTube video.
Easily. By the way, we tried to find YouTube videos on how to do home abortions. They take those down. You cannot find them. Yeah. Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah. So, Natalie, give me some. What happened here?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I think we know what happened. That's the problem that I'm having with it, because I'm like, yeah, this living in like New Jersey, New York area, it's like not going to affect me. It's just going to affect like poor people and like young people who are like teenage pregnancies and stuff like that, who don't feel safe, like can't leave or like can't afford to leave and shit like
that. I like that she said the facts, but she said it like she didn't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck. She's like, I don't really give a shit.
She was like, anyways, I'm good. But yeah, poor
people. It doesn't affect me. I live in the tri-state area, so, you know, I really don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't, you know, I would love, I care because women care, right?
He's just trying to get laid. Man. Look at him.
Ladies. Yeah. Right, you usually care because you, like, every time.
But I also hate this whole fucking religious thing where it's like, I don't fucking believe in God. And, you know, I can't. Isn't there supposed to be a separation of church and state?
Yeah, and it's crazy because other religions other than Christianity approve abortion way more, and it's almost like the Supreme Court
and
is
rightfully
saying,
so.
It's like the Supreme Court is saying we are a Christian nation.
It's just
which I fucking despise.
I mean, look, I think the whole fucking debate is when does life start? Is it a conception? I think that's sort of an old-timey sort of religious way to look at things. You don't even tell somebody you're pregnant until you're 3 months in because there's a good chance that the baby's not going to fucking take. Is that the right word?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Is that fine?
There's a better chance if you're with Lewis.
Yeah, dude. That shit's got a fighting chance, but let's get real.
He will stress you out.
It's like being on a roller coaster all day, every day.
So I think it's very, whatever. It's just, it doesn't really matter in my life as much. Like, if I got to check pregnant, we could get an abortion. We would. But I guess there are, some... You're right. There's some young fucking chicks in some country bumpkin towns that are going to have to fucking deal with an unwanted baby.
Can't afford to go to another state to get one, you definitely can't afford to have the fucking
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
wow.
true.
Wow. I don't even really know the point he was making.
You don't? It's so easy.
Yeah, isn't that why you said wow? Yeah.
You said it at the right time on everything. You're such a good liar.
It is hilarious. It's when there's no baby formula at the same time, too. Like, you would think, out of all the times, there was always baby formulas, and now there's not any.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be more babies with no formulas.
More babies, no formula. Wow, dude, the world's ending, guys.
Yeah, just divide.
I want to care. I really do want to care just to get laid. You're right. I don't, because I see all the girls that I want to have sex with really caring, and I'm like, wow. Wow, ladies. Let's get out there. Look, I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, me too. I am. They should have the option.
I am. I'm not religious. I don't really give it. I will say though, I had a kid. Once I saw his heartbeat, it was something different. It's when it's a little fucking peanut cell and it still has this little heartbeat. And for me personally, it would have been very hard to extinguish.
I would have said flick.
Like a booger?
Yeah. Right at my fallopian tube. Yeah. I was like, show me where it is again. Yeah. Guiding my finger over it. You could see the shadow.
Yeah, where'd you get that lima bean from? Just pull it between your legs?
I'm going to put it in fucking my rice and beans and chicken and make it for dinner.
Yeah, dude. It's
one well-timed punch and we could have smoked weed in the backyard at yesterday's barbecue.
But people are fucking freaking out. Women in particular are losing their minds. So it's a woman's issue, so I can't really make fun of them for being that upset, but I do think that some of these reactions are pretty hilarious. Can you play some of these reactions to Roe v. Wade being
overturned? One that you mentioned this morning, they took it down.
They took it down.
But here's another one of a woman reacting.
Yeah! Oh, that is... That's Ian Fidance.
Is she a pro wrestler?
She does look like a pro wrestler.
Is that Dee Snider?
Well, she has... Come on, she's feel not, the noise.
She's not gonna take it.
That was fun.
So yeah,
she's a fun
is there
lady.
More? Is there more?
Here's another one. This is a woman saying what people should do to fight back.
Oh, hell yeah. She's kind of toy. Let's go.
I just feel like the way that we've protested in the past has not worked very well. Now, I'm not advocating for burning down buildings. I'm not advocating for it.
Hell yeah.
But trauma and destruction's kind of the thing that I love. So
I thought Gabby Potato was dead.
If you guys want to join me in mailing blood from your uterus to the Supreme Court. I already took the fucking bullet and did it first.
Doggy,
so.
Can we get her to mail her blood from your uterus to our show?
Yeah.
Can I get a fucking shot glass, please? Are you out of your mind? Why? For me, I'm such a creep. I'm like, sweet. I just take the envelope into the bathroom.
When girls do their eyeliner like that, I just feel like in their brain, they're like, I'm going to fucking ruin somebody's day today.
Yeah. What's her OnlyFans?
Yeah. That was kind of hot. I'm in.
He's a wacko.
Would you mail blood from your uterus to the Supreme Court?
How do you even get blood from your
uterus? I think it's period blood, right?
Yes. Oh, period blood.
Kim doesn't even know what a period is.
I've never had a period because I'm so young.
I'm only 14, Lewis, and I love tropical islands.
You're a pedo, Lewis.
I like coconuts in Jamaica.
Also, I can still see your hard nipples in your brown shirt, and now your shirt is just the same color as your nipples.
All right. Hard. It's hard to get them away.
Here we go.
They are very hard.
Anymore?
Nipples? No, just two. Oh,
just Zach and Miko, what happened? What did Zach have to say about this?
Just a reminder, because it seems like everyone needs it, not just women get abortions.
Oh, I hate this.
Uteruses get abortions.
Wait, what happened?
Trans people get abortions, trans men.
Pause.
Just a reminder.
I saw this. Talk about not having your priorities straight. I saw the guy that he's a musician, John Sedano, posted the other day, like, I feel bad for all women today. And the first comment was some fucking that was like, not just women get abortions. And it's like, shut up. And like, you should say birthing. No, they went, you should say people with uteruses. And then another person goes, well, you should actually say birthing people because uterus could mean a number of things. Dude. This is why you lost, because you keep worrying about where some fucking person can take a shit at Walmart, and you're losing the big ones.
Yeah.
You got to stop worrying about minutiae where 0.01 of something can take a shit, and maybe you'll get the things that you fucking deserve that are your rights, but you lost fucking sight of them.
Sorry. Yeah. Point after point. Point after point, this guy.
Zach hasn't moved that fast in years. Praise
him.
That was an good point.
That's psychotic, and that's fine. You see this as well, because they're trying to get dudes on their side as well, because I can't, like I said, I'm pro-choice, right? But I can't get up and fucking protest about this. But I just saw a thing. I was like scrolling on my phone on the news, where it was like, the economic effects of the banning of or the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Men, it can affect you too. And I was like, it can. Economic effects.
My crypto!
That's how they're trying to get you guys to care.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Women are saying they're going to stop fucking men that are pro-life.
But there's plenty of pro-life women that will fuck those guys.
Yeah, but it's pro-life pussy.
Pro-life pussy can be pretty decent.
I don't know the difference. I don't know. I just said that.
I've hooked up with a legitimate Trump supporter, and it was
me too. You.
Ah, shit, dude.
Where's my Kimmel snake?
That was so funny. We were talking. We were doing a meeting without Ralph, like a production meeting, and. And I was like making fun of Ralph, and I was like, "Oh, I'm Ralph, blah 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 blah." And then Tanner started making fun of me. He like did an impression of me because recently I told the story about how I went to Trump Tower to eat. Tanner was like, "Oh, I'm Lewis. Let me tell you how great Trump Tower is." It's fucking hilarious. I probably didn't retell the story the way that it should have been told. It was fucking great. Great moment for Tanner, folks. Tanner, everyone, folks.
Is that Tanner? That's not Tanner?
No.
That's,
that story felt longer employee. Than your plugs.
Kibble snake.
You had snake. To be there with Lewis.
That's a segment. He just tells bad stories.
I guess you had to be there with Lewis.
One time I went to lunch.
I was doing a Ralph impression and everyone loved it.
He started with his own impression to make it better.
My impression was better than the other guy's impression, but you know, anyway, it doesn't really matter. Anyways,
you know your story's bad when you're ending it and you can tell people are waiting for the middle of it.
All right. Let's see. Anybody else? Twerking for abortions? Get out of town. What is this?
Twerking.
Hold on. Okay.
I feel like that might do it.
Yeah.
If you shake it hard enough.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes.
That's not twerking.
What the fuck
there
is this?
There you go.
Oh, what these bitches can't twerk at all. Their butts stink.
That's why they're fighting. No one's getting those girls pregnant. Yeah, exactly. That's how they ride dick.
Yeah. There you go.
I thought it was going to be a video we all love.
I can smell this video.
I can smell it, too.
He got hurt?
Smells like ketchup.
Oh, Jesus.
What is this? Is this a protest?
Yes.
Can I say?
This is a gay pride parade. This was yesterday at fucking Union Square, the whole fucking...
Is this a gay pride parade or is this a protest? What is this?
They're definitely showing that fat girl on purpose because they know it's going to go viral.
You can't listen.
That's
you,
like a Libs' TikTok.
Yeah.
Thing. You can't.
Oh, there you go. She plays Call of Duty.
You can't protest like this. If you want to protest, you need to fucking look. I'm a dude. Go out and do what you got to do. All right. But that's not sending a fucking message.
I feel when like they told her to move and Rosa Parks got up and started shaking her ass on the bus, we wouldn't have the same story.
Yeah, you need to fucking flip over cop cars. You need to burn down. If you're gonna protest, fucking protest. Or
I feel
or,
like when we started free bleeding, they were like, ew, punish them.
Or peacefully protest and fucking make it a point to fucking, you know, take it somewhat seriously, right? I like that. What the fuck is that?
Have the baby, leave it in the street. Make a point.
You're looking like you're having a party, and that is not what protest. And I'm not saying that people should be destroying property. I don't think they should do that.
I'm a screeching liberal, and I saw that, and I was like, get the fire hose.
Get the dog. Why is Rosa, Park doing a Casper slide?
Somebody, this is the problem with women. They don't.
We need to take to these streets and shake our booty meat.
That was AOC in the middle of it.
Women don't. They don't. They're not violent enough to get shit done. They're just the idea.
Yeah,
they
you know,
get,
when you can't turn a car over, you just start shaking your ass instead.
That's what happened.
What do you want us to do? So we can't lift the car.
They find the nicest car and all start dancing around it.
Yeah. It's
started as a protest, ended in a rap video.
Yeah, we were throwing rocks at a window for 45 minutes. No one could break it.
Hold on, that's a Chevy Cruze? Hold on one second, motherfucker. Hold on.
Doggy, I'm just saying, like, you need to fucking, you need to be a little bit tougher, dude. Women are fucking, they get, the shit hits the fan, they get a little frustrated, they start twerking.
They always record the happening? Assholes, though. You know what I mean? The real people protesting. I think
give me a violent woman protest.
In all fairness, that's probably the same, like, amount of people as when they show the right wing protest, and there's like one guy that looks like me in a Nazi uniform, or like with a Confederate uniform.
One guy looks like me named Zach Amico, who's there.
Like, they find the worst example, and they're like, look at these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most of the people there were probably doing the right thing, and this is just a bunch of fucking yahoos.
That was a scene from Orange is the New Black. Are you kidding me? Fucking.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's move on. Let's go to World News with Mikey Figgs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with World News.
All right. Going on in the world, Kim? I don't know. We're going to find out.
A lot of stuff happened in the world here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go to Ireland. There was an Irish tourist. he was raped by two men in the Spanish city of Valencia. So we're going to go to the man that was raped. His name is...
Column Tyrell.
Column Tyrell.
I got raped by two different men in me mouth and in me bum.
Okay.
It was a wild day.
What happened there? Well,
I saw this loser named Robbie Goodwin, and he raped me mouth.
Well, why was Robbie Goodwin in Spain?
That's a great question. Talk to my friend, Katie Boyle. Katie, what do you have to say?
Wait, let me
my name is Katie. Please.
I thought any man that touches another man sexually is going to hell.
Oh, no, I came a little bit late one day. Lewis banned me from Cast Digital. Oh, no. Oh, you're tighty. Anyways, I'll be at New York Comedy Club tonight at 11. Oh, I won. All right, me back to Colm Tato. I got raped in me mouth by two different people.
All right, you know what? Let's go over to Valencia, Spain, where we have the two rapists.
I'm Luis J. Gomez.
I had to rape. It's me.
It was on my shower dog.
Fernando.
Fernando. Oh, Fernando. Yeah, so what happened? You saw this Irishman, Colm Tyrell, who's a very funny
comedian. This Irishman has been sleeping over my house for a couple of days. I was playing Warzone.
Yeah.
He wanted to take a shower. He needed the Irish Spring. So I went into the bathroom, naked, horny, ready.
Why? Is the Irish still shower?
I made him shower.
Who's your friend?
Smelled like Gabby Potato.
Your accent's very strange. It's starting to fall apart as you speak.
No. Oui. I have to say.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Norway.
Jesus Christ.
Norway.
Hand me an alley-oop, please, Lewis. Go to Jamaica, just once.
Is that a city?
Norway?
No, it's a country.
Can you just go to Jamaica, Lewis?
We're going to Bloopensphere, Norway.
Oh, I gotta see it.
And there was two people are dead, 19 injured after a mass shooting in Norway's gay district. We are here with resident homosexual
Schmoo Winkler. Hello, it's me, Schmoo Winkler. I'm here in Norway. Yeah. Very gay here in Norway. So many people are getting shot, and it's not right. It is wrong.
Usually when gay people are being shot, you know, they usually enjoy it, right?
Yeah, stop it. Behave. You behave, you rattlesnake. I'll shove you in my anal colon. Yes, people are dead, and it's not good here in Norway. We need your help. Please donate to Norway.com.
Are they not accepting Norway.com?
Yes. www.norwaylovesgays.com. Actually, .gov. Sorry.
Is there a very big gay population in Norway?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So big. About 14 people.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, now, they have five now.
And two are dead, 19 injured. This is terrible.
It's so bad. It's just as bad as what's happening in the Ukraine.
Well, what's happening in the Ukraine?
All the gays are dying. Everybody's dead except for Zelensky. He's the only one alive.
Kind of turn you on a little bit, the risk of death, right?
Oh, God, makes me so fucking horny, it does. Okay. I'm rubbing myself as we talk with Norway butter, the best unsalted butter.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to England. We're in England. Where we have there was a British bartender.
Sorry, please invite me to your podcast.
Has a form of amnesia where she sometimes wakes up thinking that she's a 6-year-old that her fiance kidnapped her.
So
we're gonna go to the fiance. smoking a cigarette. He's been having a rough one.
Yeah, I've been having a rough day.
So what happened here? You woke up. Your fiance thinks she's a child.
Yeah, no.
And she's accusing you of kidnapping her.
Oh no, it was a rough one, mate. You know.
Are you my daddy? My pussy hurts.
Hey, shut your mouth. Shut your bloody trap. So, you know, I'm over here watching Peaky Blinders and me wee daughter wants to watch Peppa Pig out of nowhere. Sounds like, what's the matter? Yeah.
Why am I bleeding?
Shut it. Shut your trap. Shut it. Or you won't get any more applesauce. Shut your bloody trap.
So are you leaning into this? Are you treating her like a child now?
I'm not going to lie, mate. Kind of like it.
You like it? It's not bad, right?
You're going to like it. The vibes got tighter.
I'm scared, but I have double D's.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I like it.
Is that right? Yeah, let me know more about my thing. Yeah. Yeah. We did it.
I mean, it always can't be a bomb. I mean,
I didn't even know what accent Norway had.
Me neither. I did gay German.
It was great.
Just Daniel Simonson.
I like it.
Is that where Sound of Music is? Or that's Sweden?
I have no
idea. Switzerland.
I just know Daniel Simonson's from Norway, and he talks funny.
Ralph, I did not read your email, but I'm just assuming what it says. Uh-oh. I'm just assuming what it says.
Uh-oh.
No way. Uh-oh. No way.
Uh-oh.
No, that's infuriating. We'll talk.
They got me too'd.
Fuck.
It happened.
Ralph, she was 15 years old.
Lewis, we're breaking down a wall for no reason.
We are breaking down a wall for no reason. They're taking bricks. They have to go and remove each individual brick, Ralph. I think we should maybe bail on that. Is it cheaper to bail on it at this point? It's more expensive to stop doing it and to rebuild that wall.
I think they were right at this door. I saw the plastic of the side of the door. They fully tunneled through a building that had an exterior door 2 inches to the left.
Make a walkway from this one to the other one, right?
I can't.
I guess. But you're going to go through that closet?
Come on. Now you can do cartwheels in there.
Yeah.
You guys should put, you know, the things at the airport that walk you faster in the halls so that they could work faster.
Dude, honestly, they should just do those all over the streets. That'd be a fucking great way to be.
On the sidewalks?
Dude, imagine New York City had those, what are they called? Walking
airport?
Moving sidewalks? What are they called?
They're not escalators. They're like flat escalators.
No, yeah, I think moving sidewalks.
Flat escalators. No, they're flat escalators. I think they're flat escalators.
No, we can't have those in New York. You know,
why?
People be tumbling all over each other.
People be so fat.
Then they shouldn't get on it. It's like skiing.
At the airport.
You lay there until you get to the street, and then you roll off.
Yeah, on the side, you have it without it. If you don't want to fucking move at the speed of light like a dickhead. But oh, imagine the people that just stood on them. Oh, do that. At the airport, if you're standing on a walking fucking... What is it called?
I've
a walking sidewalk?
Yeah.
That's the fattest thing in the fucking world. Yeah. it's a wild fucking way to be.
Zach's like relatable. I know you stand on
this. Zach sits on a suitcase on it.
Pulls out a chair from his backpack.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, it's fucking, what are they, called walking sidewalks?
Yeah,
what
it says they're moving walkway, also known as auto walk, moving pavement, moving sidewalk, people mover, travelator.
Travelator.
I was so close with Latskalator.
It's got a lot of names. It's got more nicknames than you.
Oh, come on.
Joan Jett, Rattlesnake.
No one's safe.
Table.
Lewis is the airport floor of comedy.
So the
you got to add that to the thing now.
Give me a click, click.
Yeah. give me a
You see where you're
click
going 20
you
minutes
would.
Before you get there?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, that would be amazing. And I, when you see people in the airport just standing on them, that's fucking infuriating.
I want,
well.
In my future house, I want them. When I wake up, I want to stand on one and it takes me to my bathroom.
Nice.
What movie or what cartoon was that where that's like the intro is him like
Jetsons?
Welcome to America.
Is it the Jetsons? Does he stand on? I think he has a flatulator.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
The Jetsons in the future, they all have flatulators. Yeah, dude. And pull up the intro to the Jetsons. I'm almost
that's
positive
true, yeah.
that this is how
wow.
Kim wants to start every day.
It is.
She wants to be her bed to pop her up onto a flatulator.
Yes. I want a flatulator in my room.
Come in. Doodly dee dee.
Her nipples are hard.
My nipples are hard. And I don't like to walk.
Hispanics need robot
do, you, do you want me to wash your vagina?
Her ex, Lewis.
Owns the house.
Meet Kim Cullen.
That's me dropping off my eggs that I don't want.
Your period blood.
Yeah. Her friend that's my
Ellis.
Abortion in the future. Bye.
Her uterus blood.
I sent my abortion to Orbit High School.
Oh, look, dude. Even in the future, bitches take just take that money.
Yeah. Look at that.
As they
by the way, he dropped her off at the mall to go
look.
To work.
Yeah, he's on a flatulator.
Flatulator! Straight to work. We should have
someone just,
that.
Someone's sucking him off. Jetson's had it right.
And he didn't walk suck. On it.
I don't know
that?
Why. I remembered. Can you see if he has a flatulator in his home where he gets up out of bed and he flatulates?
You have to Google, does Jetskins have a flatulator?
Jetskins?
Jetskins.
The Jetskins. Jetskins.
What is that, an appetizer at Jet Stadium?
Listen, I've had a jet skin.
She really has.
Why does that sound inappropriate?
I think I know
what you mean. I'm not sure what that means.
The native Jetsons are the jet skins.
Her nipples are getting harder.
Did someone say jet skin?
This isn't in his house.
Well, did another egg fall out?
James a burden.
Here it goes.
Yeah, this is just the flatulator at work.
They're all standing. They're all standing.
But it's going so fast, it doesn't matter at that point.
I mean, that would actually be difficult to get on. Like, they wouldn't move that fast. Let's be realistic about it. The flatulator would probably have to go about as fast as one in the airport.
The one in the airport's great, because when you're walking fast, you're walking at super speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
It's perfect. I think it's, yeah, the speed is perfect.
You're perfect.
Thank you.
Aw.
That's me killing myself.
Does he not have a flatulator in his home? Do George Jetson's home. There's got to be some scenes in his home. I believe he gets up out of bed. He gets up on it and they fucking, it brings him into the bathroom.
And it like brushes his teeth.
It brushes his teeth,
brushes
dude.
Teeth.
That's what I want. And you know what I want? I've said this on my podcast.
It also
before.
Has a vibrator.
I want
to. I want me
hire?
To increase sensation. Would you like me to increase stimulation?
I want to hire my own very well paid, so it's not racist.
Here's your extra tank top to lie to your nipples in case you go on a live streaming podcast.
I have him getting ready
I
for
want
work.
My own Asian to hang from the ceiling over my bed and then come down every night and give me a massage and then just go back up.
Oh, like
I install the Ali Wong.
Like an Ocean's
13
Asian.
I want an
Asian.
Ocean's 13
he sneaks,
massage.
He sneaks into your room yeah. in like a laundry basket and then goes through the vents and drops down.
Yeah. Until I
doesn't
fall
touch
asleep.
The floor.
Dude, I'm not allowed to. My house is clean.
Asian Tom Cruise is yeah. awaiting you.
No, yeah, that's what I want. I want an, what did you say, Ocean's 11? Mm-hmm.
I want an Ocean's 11 Thai masseuse from my ceiling.
Yeah. I think every masseuse should wear a Deshaun Watson jersey.
Yeah. Why?
That's a football player that's
oh, wait.
Got
this is him getting ready for work.
Let's say, hold on.
What? Are those Sheaf underwear?
Dear, the flat escalator's broken.
There you go. Yeah, bang. Dude. Socks. You know, hey, I like your music.
Is everyone from Brooklyn cartoons?
Yeah, he's like,
back
oh, what are you doing to me?
Hey.
I like this already. You this is how it. I want to live my whole life.
You never watch the Jetsons.
I love being pampered.
I will shine ear shoes.
This is my dream life.
Look at that.
That was a dildo.
That second drawer's got to open and give him a handy. I'm waiting for the second one.
he just comes real quick and then it goes to the next
Jane
scene.
Was pretty hot. Not for nothing. Look, the flat escalator.
Oh,
yeah. At home flat escalator.
Oh,
at home flat escalator.
At home flat escalator.
At home flat escalator. Here,
Astro. Jane, his wife looks like the girl that sends her uterus blood to the government.
Oh, look at the dog. The dog's talking the future. God, show it. Astro.
This is so bad. Why does he sound like a guy from Brooklyn? Huh?
I just realized that.
Why is the dog hotter than the dad?
The dog sounds like Byron.
All right, get out, you fucking mutt. Relax.
He's like taller, more masculine.
Now cut that out. If I want a bath, I'll take a shower.
Oh, George, he's just excited.
You didn't say that last
night. Now we're
night.
Just watching cartoons.
When I was licking your ass. Remember that? When I was licking your ass? When you were fucking...
Sorry, this is so bad.
I don't remember the Jetsons at all. I watched the Flintstones probably religiously. God. You know,
you think they had a flat slater, but it was made out of like dinosaur
skin? Nothing, dude.
No. Do you remember how hot no Halle Berry was in the Flintstones? She was like so overly sexual.
By the way,
sexual.
That was my first like getting a hard on in front of my mother and sister in the movie theater. Like she was wearing a little thing.
That was a bisexual awakening dude, for me so that I didn't realize until like a year ago.
That's funny that we are truly the same person, Kim. I've talked about it on the show. I'm not making this up.
Halle Berry, yes.
Halle Berry in the Flintstones was a moment
when
in
she
my
was
life.
On the desk, when she was moving onto the desk.
Yes, Miss Stone.
I forgot about that.
That scene was so hot.
And she was my first like big celebrity crush.
Then,
the fans aren't going to like that.
What year did that come out? 1991, maybe? 92?
No, later, like 95-ish.
No 94. Way. Because I saw it with my mother in the movie theater. I think we left. 94. It was so bad. 94. I was 12.
It was bad? It's a good movie.
It was terrible.
I watched it like 100 times when I was a kid.
I was 12. I can't believe I was that old.
Goodman was Jeff.
He was John Goodman.
John Goodman was the Barney, Rebel, whatever his name is, the main Frankie. Freddie. Freddie.
Fred
I couldn't figure it out.
Frankie
Vinny,
Palmer.
Salvatore.
Hey, Frankie Goopy Gobble.
And they were opposite of the Jetsons in that they had to use their feet to drive a car.
Yeah.
Which is no point of having a car if you're walking.
Yeah.
While you're sitting down.
No, well, if
you
it's
know,
rolling.
We start getting rolling. Get it going, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, she was so
Jinx,
hot.
You owe me a Jamaica vacation.
Is that the dude from...
That's Kyle MacLachlan.
Is that Kyle MacLachlan
from
fucking
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks? That's hilarious.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was so hot, dude.
I remember being a little kid and...
His penis.
She has the tiniest little happy trail.
I'm sure
that was the thing back in the...
Yes, I see
that. Yeah, she does have a little bit of pubis showing.
Well, she's a cave woman. She should have a bush.
Yeah, full bush.
Go back to it. Keep on...
Twigs and coconuts.
Better acquainted?
She's fucking beautiful.
She's so hot. She made $1 million off her first nude scene.
Swordfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
I think it was $1 million.
I mean, Monsters Ball is the only movie I masturbated to that wasn't a porn.
This, when I saw this, I was like...
Yep, bang, knee in the clock.
I remember I used to rewind it, and I would hope my mom didn't hear the scene over and over again.
Sure.
What a slut. He's married.
Yeah. You'll go far in this company. Hey, by the way, this is the Stone Age. You know how racist they were back then? Yeah. This is how hot she was, dude.
What? There's a new black secretary? What are you talking about?
Wait till you see her, Fred. She's got a pubis trail.
Polly wishes you were dating a cracker.
I don't know.
Polly wishes you were dating a cracker.
I just did Peter Griffin.
You did do Peter Griffin. Yeah. You did.
Don't she take notes with her feet, Fred?
You just does different generic cartoon voices. And but by the way, that's what it'd be. All of the Flintstones is like their technology was dinosaurs doing things for them.
Yes.
It wasn't far off from the Jetsons though. So like it would they'd have a little pterodactyl would come and put on Fred's shoes.
Yeah.
What's the difference if it's a fucking robot or a pterodactyl? There's really no difference at all, right?
Yeah.
But all the difference is all of the Flintstones, all of their dinosaurs that they spoke to. Like, anytime it'd be like a fucking, you know, they always have like a straight up, like, weird old timey Brooklyn, like, gravelly voice. Have you noticed that?
The birds?
Well, they'd be sassy. Like, yep, you have to live in.
Well, yeah. Even in Aladdin, the parrot was Gilbert Godfrey's yeah. voice. True. It's just the voice that it is.
Yeah,
it's a funny voice. You
I
know?
Think
you could be a bird voice.
Well, the Flintstones make sense that everybody has that voice.
Why?
Because it's the Honeymooners,
right?
They're supposed to be the Honeymooners, and they talk like that.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
I have no idea what the Honeymooners is. I'm really, really young. So.
Did you not have TV?
Yeah, it's before all our times. I mean,
yeah, but they
none
played
of us
it.
Were
Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. Nick and Nora,
all day on New Year's.
Yeah.
Well,
every year on New Year's,
it would also be on. It would also be on every night. Like you catch Nick a honeymooner. Night, yeah. You catch a honeymooners on. You know, it's like I Love Lucy. It's in the same.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Just classic. You never heard of Honeymooners?
Yeah.
It was one of. I mean, I think in the intro of the show, he threatens to punch his wife in the face.
Like yeah, you want to smack you in the face.
Yeah,
hey, don't hit her, Ralphie. Hey, Ralphie, don't hit her.
What was that? Right,
Ralphie.
I heard that.
Not a good
idea. Ralphie, not a good idea, Ralphie. The line you're looking for is one of these days, Alice. Bang, zoom, straight to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That was like the catchphrase.
But yeah, it's a catchphrase.
That was a catchphrase. I'm going
to punch threatening to punch his wife in the face.
That should be a drop.
If you want, I'll hit her for you, Ralphie. You don't want to go back to jail, eh, Ralph? I'll give her a good smack.
One of these days, Ralphie.
One of these days.
Right, laughing, having a good time. Bang, now.
Bang, you cunt.
One of these days, we're going to take away your rights.
Ooh, Alice, I'm going to make sure you cannot get an abortion.
You hear about Roe versus Wade there? Yeah. Ralphie, you hear about the Roe versus Wade? You're going to take away the abortion, eh? Everybody's going to have to move to Philly, all right?
I'm going
to
start finding fetuses back in the sewer.
That's how socially acceptable domestic violence was back then. Like, you know that came out of, that didn't come out of nowhere.
Oh,
people were actually punching their wives.
I love it. I love it, dude. It's fucking...
I feel like we're triggering your woke intern.
What do you mean? What's going on?
He looks so fucking triggered. I gotta tell you, I feel like he's like a fucking New York Post journalist that's just undercover at Gas Digital. He's like, I'm gonna find the biggest story of New York. And he thinks
one of these days, Pedro, straight to the moon.
Okay, the latest one that they did, I almost thought was a topless photo of Kim.
Can you stop?
What?
Stop.
Yeah, dude, it's messed up. Put it up, but it is messed up. Put it up first, but then
this
come on,
is
dude.
The best one I've seen. Can they put
and
it up?
And it's annoying because I'm going to like it because my tits are nice. So I'm going to be like, yeah.
You should post it to Twitter.
No.
You should literally take it, just post it to Twitter.
I should do a...
With a winky face
wait,
and an OnlyFans.
Someone send me all my nudes. I'll make an OnlyFans out of it and post those.
With fakes?
With all deep fakes.
Yeah.
Someone send me a file of my nudes. I'll do it right now.
It's
we'll
just so much easier to say
they're
deep fakes, though. Like, they're deep fakes. Like,
I'm pretty sure there's some in a Young Guns Discord people have been sending.
Dudes, send me
this
them
one
if you care
smoking
about
the,
me.
Of her smoking the joint, it literally looks like Kim's bare breasts. And they
well,
still could
up.
Be a shade darker. What?
Do you want it on the screen?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, that looks like the other one.
They're
you look like Pocahontas.
Accurate.
That's
flattering.
That's accurate. That's
wildly
accurate.
Accurate.
That's really accurate. That's a good one.
That might as well be me topless.
And that was in Jamaica. That was the Jamaica trip. So I know that's not topless.
Someone's got to put my tits on her.
She has a video on her phone of me swimming naked underwater.
Dude, I have
it's
the funniest video. It's just
the funniest
it's me
fucking
swimming,
thing.
I think topless over a pool. And I put my phone at the bottom of the pool and like had it up. And then just Lewis butt naked. You see his skin jiggling on the way up.
Dark
and then his thighs.
You see his purple
and
dick.
Then just like a dick. And some balls.
My
like
little, my little Peter.
Your two shaded purple and brown cock.
It looks like one of those little fish that hang on the end of a whale. That's what my dick
looks like. Got a barnacle for a dick.
The things that clean the tanks.
Yeah. One of those sucker fish just hanging
up. Is it like you and that Nevermind Nirvana album cover?
Yes, that's my own personal.
Lewis and I went to a nude beach once. We snorkeled
in
a nude beach.
Yeah, in Jamaica.
Beach.
It was great.
Was
remember
fun.
The hot couple? They were like giving each other oral sex.
Yeah, we were having a competition with them. We were
Can
we be hotter than that? And she was jacking
them off. And we couldn't.
We had sex.
We did.
We fucked.
We did.
We beat them.
Oh, that's amazing.
She had to jack off his huge dick, though.
I fucked the couple. Lewis watched.
He just was standing there, and he had a big hard dick, and she was like, looking, was looking. We're like, we're watching you guys.
Yeah, he was hot, and so was she.
Yeah, they were hot. They were hot couple.
Yeah.
All right, look, we gotta run. We gotta wrap this one up. This
why do we leave
fun.
It on a weird note? Can we do one more bit?
I'm so, all,
put the jackets back.
I'm getting all
bring
horned
me
up.
My flat escalator.
Deflatulator is so funny. Thank you guys for watching. Remember there was that Jamiroquai video? The whole video was flatulators.
Yeah, yeah.
The no. future. Phenom. I've never heard of
virtual
it.
Oh, insanity. Pull up Virtual Insanity. Yeah. It's a video of flatulators.
No, don't get me off.
Yeah. Kim's going to fuck. Well,
it's a light-skinned black guy on a flatulator. Yeah. How do you feel about Mad Hatter hats?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm glad I put my jacket
on. It's a half-Rican with a top hat.
Oh,
there you go.
His whole life is a flat escalator.
Yeah, dude.
There you go.
This was just like his one song.
That looks like Crack-A-Miko.
Yeah. Whoa. He's flat escalating.
And it's like a clean flat escalator.
It's
like
multi-directional
flat escalator. Bang, flat escalator.
He's flat escalating his furniture.
He's driving
That's
on that.
That's so good for my back. I need that.
This video rules.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very, this is before they had like computer technology. They had to build a $5 million room in order to make Jamiroquai.
There's 45. These guys on the other side of the floor pulling it back and forth.
No, no, there's like men.
It's upside down on a fucking.
Ralph is out there, move it to the left, move it to the right.
No, there's like 45 dudes in like weightlifting belts.
There they are,
yeah. This is crazy.
I don't remember the water bug.
The roaches are...
You thought it was your actual house.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wait a second.
That was just on the TV.
Wait a minute.
So you could relate.
See on Hughes Avenue?
All right, look, this is great. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Realized Podcast. Until then, have a great night.
Bye.
That's all, folks.